Let's talk this morning. Obviously, every city in the state of Texas has teachers and retired teachers. And, of course, it's pretty important here in Bryan College Station as well because of all the state agencies we have here. But the teacher retirement fund is something that's a big chunk of money, but health care has kind of bitten into it. And I know that that's one of the things that they are concerned about. And I'd kind of like to get your thoughts on the teacher retirement from a health care standpoint. Is that going to be able to be funded and how we're going to do that?
Absolutely. Well, I'm proud to say that we are going to fully fund it. Chairman Otto made that clear on Tuesday. And you talk about a change in emails to the Capitol. Nothing but retired teachers with thank you, thank you, thank you. So when you have a rural district, and you and I talk about this all the time, but those teachers retire to the country. So out of all those 31 school districts, I mean, my retired teacher meetings that I make during the year and at the district, those have 50 to 100 ladies and men that have taught for 20 to 40 years, and it's always good to have them on your side.
Well, it is, and of course, obviously, things have changed, and so folks know, I mean, really up until about 1985 or 86, it wasn't even a fund for this, and the elected body kind of threw it together at that point and thought it would be funded just fine, but as we know, the cost of health care continues to go up so fast, it outstrips inflation, and so that fund got drained pretty quickly.
Really did, and, you know, we last session we made the retirement actuarially sound, and it's good to make the health care actuarially sound, and like you said, healthcare is the big elephant in the room. It's going to affect our budget from here on out, and it's going to be something that we put at the forefront.
Kyle Cassell joining us this morning. I know Todd Staples is a good friend of yours and, of course, a former Texas Agriculture Commissioner. And I'd like to get your thoughts on the new Ag Commissioner. His name is Sid Miller, and, you know, he came out earlier this week saying, I don't care what the federal government says. You need to be eating red meat and drinking sweet tea. I kind of like that.
Well, there's one thing we won't ever doubt Sid on, and that's being from Texas. Sid has been a great member, served as chairman of the Ag Committee for a long time when he was in the Texas House. I have seen Sid a couple times this last week, but I have not made my official visit over there to go see him at the TVA. But all indications are he's hired some really good folks. They've got a really good agenda, and I look forward to working with him. But Sid will not hesitate. He will speak his mind.
Yeah, he's a character. That's for sure. And we haven't had any of those for a while, so that's all right. What's coming up next week in the House?
Well, next week I'm going to touch on something near and dear to me. You know, if you recall last session, me and a colleague, we both lost our mothers to ovarian cancer. So next week on Tuesday, we're going to start with Till Tuesday and our resolution on KK-125, which is our foundation to help early detection in education and try to find a cure for ovarian cancer. So we will lay out a resolution about our foundation that we've already given $50,000 to MD Anderson. We raised another $130,000 last week at an event in Pearland, Texas for my mother. We've had similar events in Canadian and Austin, and we have another Austin event coming up soon. But we will ask all the members to be in Till. We'll lay out our resolutions. We'll give insight on two bills that Ken and I are going to file. We have companions in the Senate. It seems like the whole body is behind this, and then we will memorialize our mother. So Tuesday is going to be a tearful but joyful day as we launch KK-125 into the eyes of the entire world.
Obviously, unfortunate circumstances that bring that to light, but it's great that you're in a position to be able to do that and then make people aware for those who don't have a voice over there.
Absolutely. You know, like we talk about every time, I got into this gig for rural Texas and agriculture, and as I move on, education, health care, ovarian cancer, public education, it's amazing. And, you know, you still got to keep water and transportation on the burner. So capable of juggling all these things and glad that I'm in a position to help and move Texas forward. We have an incredible state, and there's an incredible opportunity serving the Texas House right now, and I'm just honored to be there.
Kyle Cassell's the District 12 state rep. He visits with us on Friday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website. We'll talk to you next Friday, Kyle.
I look forward to it. Scott, thank you so much.
Thanks. All right. See you. Bye.